Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jenny. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. All of your answers are confidential, so let me ask you, what is your zip code?
30318.
Thank you. May I please know what is the year of your birth?
2000.
I appreciate it. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
You said bachelor's degree?
Yep.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. Okay, what is your race?
White.
Thank you. All right. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Trump.
You vote for Donald Trump, the Republican. Thank you. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Thank you. Below is a list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you. So I'll go ahead and read to you the issues, and please let me know what are the three most important to you. Immigration, jobs and the economy, racism and discrimination, traffic, education, abortion access, inflation and the cost of living, public transportation, climate change and the environment, or crime.
Jobs in the economy, inflation, and crime.
I appreciate it. When thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied on what satisfies on what dissatisfies or very dissatisfied? The city of Atlanta, how do you feel about that? Very satisfied?
Somewhat
dissatisfied. Somewhat dissatisfied, okay? The Atlanta region?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay. How about Georgia?
Somewhat satisfied.
You said somewhat satisfied?
Yes.
Thank you. Now we'd like to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of that people or group, please just let us know. The first one that I got is the Atlanta Police Department. On a scale from 0 to 10, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Six.
Thank you. Artificial intelligence companies?
One.
Okay. MARTA buses?
One.
The Atlanta City Council?
Three.
Okay. Governor Brian Kemp?
Eight.
Thank you so much. Mayor Andrew Dickens?
Two.
All right. Self-driving cars?
Two.
Okay. Electric scooters?
Four.
All righty. Uber and Lyft?
Seven.
Thank you. The Atlanta Beltline?
Seven.
Okay. MARTA trains?
One.
Thank you so much. Moving on. How would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? It is the major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
Can you repeat the options again?
Yes, it is not a problem at all, minor problem, or major problem?
Minor problem.
Okay. How would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
Poor.
Thank you. How frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a
never.
Few times, never? Thank you. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and the in its facilities? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
Familiar.
You said familiar. Would that be very familiar or somewhat familiar?
No, sorry, somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. How frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Would you say almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely, or never?
A few times a month.
A few times a month. Thank you so much. Based on what you know and what you have heard, do you have a positive opinion or of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Positive.
Would you say very positive or somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. What is the first word or phrase that comes to your mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Pretty.
You said pretty?
Yeah.
Thank you. Here are a few statements. After each, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, 5 means that you neither agree or disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. The first statement I have is, adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
3.
Thank you. Marta says, they are working on projects, but I never see them complete anything.
7.
I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
Don't know.
On a scale from 0 to 10, if you had to choose, what number would you give?
4.
Thank you. Crime is a serious problem on Martha and Atlanta's buses.
9.
Public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood.
6.
Okay. The quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse.
8.
Thank you. I feel safe riding Martha.
3.
I appreciate it. Which of the following statements do you agree with most? Statement B, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out a micro-mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Or statement A, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will make more cars off out of roads. Would you agree with the statement A or B?
A.
Would you say strongly agree with the statement A or somewhat agree with the statement A?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Here are a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta's area's traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that you somewhat prioritize this policy and feel light warm towards it, and 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and do not want to see it implemented. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. The first policy I have is adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta.
5.
Thank you. Prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in a fewer traffic-related deaths.
10.
Building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
6.
Thank you. Adding light rail to the Beltline.
A what?
Adding light rail to the Beltline.
A light rail?
Yes.
Could you explain?
It does not give like much description how that will work. It's just asking adding a light rail to the Beltline.
But what is a light rail?
Oh, let me see if we can have something here. One moment. It does not give me any description here. I apologize about that.
I'll go to 2 then.
All right, thank you. Repairing potholes and fixing our streets.
10.
Thank you. Incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
3.
Thank you. Adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
4.
Adding extra capacity on trains to MARTA, making them more frequent and reliable.
4.
Thank you. Adding more security to MARTA stops.
10.
Expanding the streetcar system in the city?
3.
I appreciate it. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which would place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not familiar at all?
Not familiar at all.
Thank you. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion on public transportation onto the Beltline? Would you oppose or support?
Oppose.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Strongly.
Thank you. As you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit will link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhood. Based on what you just heard, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Oppose.
Would you strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. Now, we'd like to ask you some more questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing statement about the Beltline, 5 means that you feel it's neither convincing or not unconvincing, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing statement. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10. The first statement that I have is, when complete, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will link together all Atlanta's neighborhoods, allowing people from all over the city to enjoy access to the job opportunities, entertainment, and recreation that the Beltline offers. Would you find that 6? Okay, thank you. the Beltline development is a major economic driver in the city, providing billions of dollars in investment and tens of thousands of good jobs. But many of those jobs are not easily accessible to people from less affluent neighborhoods. Beltline Transit ensures that everyone in the city can take advantage of our economic prosperity by easily commuting from their neighborhoods to their workplaces.
5.
Atlanta's freeways have some of the worst congestions in the country, with millions of people spending countless hours stuck in traffic every day. The only way to permanently fix our traffic is to expand public transportation, getting people out of their cars and off the roadways. Projects like the Beltline Transit will help fix our congestion and make Atlanta City better.
7.
Thank you so much. We're almost done here. Once again, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
No.
Would you oppose or support?
Oh, sorry, oppose.
Oppose? Okay, would that be somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Okay. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta's Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very concerning statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel it is somewhat concerning, and 0 means that it's not at all concerning statement. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10. A $2.5 billion, the Beltline train is way too expensive. We all know that this big project always run over budget. And who's to say whether it won't cost 3, 4, or even 5 billion of our tax dollars, assuming it's ever actually completed. We need public transit that builds on that works, not these unrealistic plans that won't work.
And
the Beltline train is just going to exacerbate Atlanta's crime and violence problems. Martha is completely unsafe, and at the moment, with shooting happening at Martha stations on a regular basis. Instead of this train, we should use these funds to make our existing trains and bus stops safe for everyone to use.
8.
The Beltline itself is a major driver for gentrification and pushing long-time Black and Brown Atlantas out of their homes. Every year, the cost of the rent goes up, and out-of-town interests pour money into turning our neighborhoods into places where new people from the suburbs will feel more comfortable. This train is just another project that will displace older long-term residents. We got to take back our city and say no to gentrification.
4.
Thank you. One last time, based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Would you say strongly opposed, somewhat opposed, neither support or oppose, somewhat support, strongly support?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. How long have you lived in Atlanta? Less than a year, 1 to 2, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, or 21 plus?
21 plus.
Thank you. Which of the following best represent how you think about yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Republican.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-home parent, student or something else?
Full-time.
Last year, that is the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Was it less than $24,999, between $25,000 and $35,000, $35,000 and $45,000, $45,000 and $55,000, $65,000 and $75,000, $75,000 and $85,000, $85,000 and $100,000, $100,000 and $250,000, or above $250,000?
Was it 65 to 75? Is that one of them?
65 to 74,999.
Yeah, that one.
Okay. Thank you. Well, thank you so much. These were all the questions that I had for you today. Thank you for the patience, and I hope you have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.